Hey, I know this is short notice, but is it okay if I come over tonight? I really gotta talk to you. That was a big yawn. Did I wake you, Sleeping Beauty? Shit, is it already that late? I didn't even realize. You know what? Forget it. We can talk later. You got work in the morning. You should get some sleep. You sure it's okay? You're gonna risk the wrath of your boss by calling in tomorrow? Just for me? Yeah. What friends are for. Okay, see you in a bit. You really did just roll out of bed, huh? Hey, I didn't say you look bad. I just think you look real cute in your pajamas. Okay, I'm sorry. Let me in already. It's fucking cold out here. Oh, yeah, he's fine. Yeah, we had our 2 month anniversary a couple weeks ago. We went to that new Chinese place like you suggested. You moved the couch to the other wall. Geez, it really has been a while, huh? It really is good to see you. I missed you. This is usually the part where you say, I missed you too. Look at you all flustered. Then you really must have missed me. Well, if you must know, I came here because I haven't seen my best friend in weeks. And like I said, I missed you. I know you've been busy. You've told me that every single time I called or texted you to hang out or even to just talk. Look, if you're actually busy, then I get it, but it just feels like you've been trying to avoid me. If I did something, I wish you'd tell me. I don't want to lose you. This, our relation, our friendship. It's important to me. You're important to me. So if you're avoiding me, then can I at least know why? You didn't want to be a third wheel? You wouldn't have gotten in the way. I mean, you're the one who introduced us. Even if we were together, it doesn't mean we can't still be friends. Yes, really. God, for someone so smart, you can be real dumb sometimes. Ow, okay, sorry. Fuck, don't need to pinch me. We're not 12 anymore. So, we're good, right? No more hiding. Deal? Okay, great. Besides, you don't have to worry about being a third wheel anymore. We kind of broke up, like yesterday. It just wasn't working out, I guess. He's great, but he's not. What? Why are you mad? I told you it just wasn't working out between us, and he was a lot more understanding about it than you are. I ruined everything. Wait. What? What do you mean? You introduced us so you could try to get over me. Hold on, so that means you have feelings for me? Wait, hold on. Don't change the subject. I know he's smart and good looking and all that, but he isn't. Will you let me get a fucking word in? I do care about him. That's why I couldn't stay with him. I broke up with him because, Because he isn't you. Fuck. It wasn't supposed to come out like this. The reason I broke up with him is because I want you. That's why I ended things. It wasn't fair to him because I'd spend all day with him, go home, and just lay awake thinking about you. How long have I felt this way? God, it feels like forever. As cheesy as that sounds. And because I'm an idiot, it took me being with someone else and watching you drift away from me to finally stop fighting how I feel. Are you gonna say anything? Yeah, I bet you weren't expecting all this. I wasn't exactly planning on confessing my feelings to you tonight either. But I also wasn't expecting what you just told me a minute ago. Don't pretend like you forgot, sweetheart. You said that the only reason you set the two of us up was so you could try to get over me. That's really why you've been avoiding me all this time, isn't it? Don't do that. I'm not gonna let you hide yourself from me again. I wanna know how you feel. I need to know. Tell me right now that you don't feel the same, and I'll walk out the door and we can go back to how things were, back to being just friends. But if I'm being honest, I don't think that's what you want. This whole time, you've been hiding from me, trying to keep whatever you might feel for me buried inside you. No more hiding, remember? So, what do you want? I think I've wanted to do that since 8th grade. Yeah, even with your braces and giant glasses. You wanna take this to the couch? Yeah? Oh fuck, right, it's on the other side now. Now, I want you to sit on my lap, facing me, with your delicious thighs straddling mine. And you better keep those hands where they are the entire time. It's okay, baby. You've got this. There you go. Right where I want you. Where I can fully explore your sexy body with my hands. Every fucking inch of you feels like velvet under my fingers. And those shudders you make as I slowly trace down your spine. Fuck, it's making me so wet. Oh god, this ass. And with your panties. Shit. Feels so good in my hands. I'm afraid I have a bit of a confession to make, sweetie. The number of times I've stared at this glorious ass through your tight skirts and pants, or tried to sneak a peek whenever I saw you bend over for something. Well, I'm honestly surprised you never caught me. Or perhaps You have caught me and just never said anything. Maybe you've been actually teasing me all this time, purposely taunting me with this amazing butt. Oh, my sweet. Was that a whimper I just heard escaping your lovely lips? Oh, was that a little too much for you? Or was it not enough? That's my good girl. No need to be ashamed. Be honest about what your body wants, and I will give it to you gladly. I told you to keep those hands where they are, didn't I? Maybe I need to grab this pretty hair of yours, give it a good pull to remind you who is in charge here. Oh, look at that. Your sweet, tender neck is all exposed to me now, just waiting for my hungry mouth to reach in and and perhaps even my teeth. Oh, oh, my precious. Those moans are simply delightful. Maybe you've earned back the use of those hands of yours. But only if you can be a good girl for me and take off that shirt and your bra. I want to see those treasures you've been keeping from me. Oh my God. They are even more beautiful than I could have imagined. Shh, baby. These tits are absolutely perfect. And I will not hear you say otherwise. They're like two delicious scoops of ice cream. Sorry, I've got ice cream on the brain now. Just how sensitive are your nipples anyways? Oh, that much? Just from me touching them? How about from this? That's it, baby. Squirm all you want. I just got you tight. And I'm not letting go. Squirm for me. Fuck, baby. My panties are absolutely drenched now. I'm going to have to do something about that. But first, I'm going to lift you off of my lap and toss your sexy ass into the couch. Damn. Girl, do you have any idea how many times I've fantasized about having you in this position? Well, neither do I, but I can tell you, it is a lot. One last thing. Before we go any further, I want nothing more than to peel those panties off of you and make you feel better than anyone else has ever made you feel. But I need to know exactly what you want me to please you. I could just lie here and play with your delightful pussy, watch you shiver and moan under my fingers. Or I can use that double-ended toy I know you have. Put one end inside me and use the other end to fuck you until you come for me. That hungry look on your face when I said that. Should I take that as a yes? All right, kitten. If you are certain, whatever you wish. But before that, I still have these soaked panties to deal with. Look at that. A perfectly pristine pair of panties. And you had to go and ruin them by being such a hot little bitch. What are we going to do with you? Open your mouth. You're going to hold on to these for me? There. And don't you dare drop them. Think you can spit them out if you need to tell me to stop? Good girl. And now, since I certainly can't be the only one bottomless, here, let me just carefully slide these off. Fuck. Oh, baby, you are just so beautiful. So absolutely beautiful. Fuck, babe. I honestly was planning to tease you a bit more, but seeing you like this, with nothing but my panties in your mouth, my pussy is just aching for you. Hold on, let me get that toy. I'll be right back. Here. Okay, let me just take a moment, get this puppy inside me, add some lube there. All set now. I want you to lift up those legs and pull them toward you. That's right, sweetie. Hands behind your knees and just pull in as far as is comfortable for you. That's my good girl. Now, I know it's going to be harder to see what's happening, honey, so I'm going to talk you through it. Make sure you spit out those panties and tell me the moment you don't like something. Nod if you understand me. Good girl. Now, babe, I'm just going to scoot a bit closer. Then I'm going to slowly rub your eager pussy with this toy. I could hear that moan from my panties. And you haven't even gotten to the best part. That's it, baby. You just keep holding those legs back from me. I want to see your pretty little head between your ankles if you can manage it. If you can't, well, just try your best, sweetie. And now I'm going to slowly shove this toy into your perfect pussy. And then, baby, I'm going to make you mine. Are you ready for? for that, beautiful? Are you ready for me to give you the fucking that you deserve? my pet. I'll take that whimper as a yes. Oh, fuck, baby. Oh, shit. Oh, you feel so fucking good. Do I feel good to you, too? Was that my pet? I'm afraid I couldn't make that out. Could you say that a bit louder for me? Oh, God. Oh, you are being such a good girl for me, darling. Seeing your sexy body quiver each time I thrust my hips. Just keep holding those legs back for a little while longer. Oh, we've both waited for this for so long. We should savor it for as long as we can. Oh, just one moment, baby. Going to shift position a bit. Don't you move those hands. I'm just going to lean forward so that I'm on top of you. I want to look into those deep, intoxicating eyes of yours while I fuck you. Oh, good girl. Fuck, fuck. Good girl. You're doing so good. Oh, you're doing so fucking good. Oh, I love seeing your tits bounce up and down for me while I fuck you. Yeah, you like it when I fuck you, don't you? Yeah. Oh, baby, I can feel your legs trembling around me. Are you going to come soon? I want you to come for me, baby. I want to feel your release. I want you to let go of those sexy legs of yours. Wrap them around me. That's right, baby. Use your arms too. Hold me tight. I want to feel every inch of your body on mine when you come. Yeah, here, let me just free your mouth. There. Now kiss me, gorgeous. I want your lips so badly I could. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I'm going to come, precious. Oh, are you going to come with me? I want you to tell me when you do. I want to hear that sexy voice. Scream it out. I want. You're coming, baby? Yeah? Come with me, baby. Keep those arms and legs around me. Keep holding me tight as we both. As we both. I'm coming. Holy shit. I can't believe we actually fucking did that. You okay? Yeah? Mm-hmm. That was fucking amazing. You know, I would princess carry you to the bedroom, but my legs are jelly right now. A quick nap on the couch sounds great right now. Oh, and look, you still keep your favorite blanket on the back of the couch. How lucky are we? It's okay, baby. Just go to sleep. Fall asleep with me, and in the morning, maybe round two. Good night, sweetheart. I love you.